What's good? What's good? I'm back. You're truly one and only Paul Picker, host of the Paul Picker Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commissar's Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video. It's a little bit old, but it's still something that's going to be very common in the near future and up and coming future. But it's a video that went viral where a man goes ballistic over having no pension after 30 years of working. Like, his pension was literally gone and he'd been working for 30 years. Before we get into that, though, I want to give you a word for promopalace.biz.
Looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. Get 15% off music promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LaborDay2023. Just use that in the checkout. That coupon code will work for any package on the website site-wide. 15% off music promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LaborDay2023. Let's get into it. Anthony Brian Logan reacted to the video where man goes ballistic over no pension after 30 years. It's crazy.
Pension, they said. How's everybody doing? My name is Anthony Brian Logan, and today we got to talk about this crazy video that I've come across online of a man melting down over 30 years on the job and no pension. Now, I'm not quite sure where this is, what job it is, but we're going to talk about what's going on here because this could be anywhere. You go to a place, you sacrifice for a long time, you're loyal to the company, 30 plus years, and at the end of it, you think you're going to have a pension. You think there'll be a retirement, but then once you get...
Let me stop real quick. It's not always that it's loyalty to the customer. Sometimes it's they can't find a better job. There's no better options. And loyalty, I just want to say loyalty goes both ways. There's definitely not a lot of, there's not a lot of employees out there that are loyal to the job. I see them come in from day one back in the days when I worked with employees before I was self-employed. You got people that literally get a new job and instantly calling in more than everybody, always late, leaning on the job. You know, that's the thing. Part of a employee being loyal to the job is doing your job, you know, and being and taking it seriously. If you don't take your job serious from day one, why should the employer have to be loyal to the employee when you haven't shown no loyalty from day one? I mean, I see it all. I've seen it all the time. I see it now to this day. I could walk into any job and see a bunch of employees slacking off, probably on their phones, texting, you know, doing TikToks on why they on the job. All, like, there's more slackers in the workplace than ever because people are TikToking on the job more than ever. And if you're doing TikToks while I'm paying you, fired.
Get to the end of the road after your whole life, basically your whole adult life, ain't nothing for you. 30 years on the job, no pension. This is going to be the reality for many people. And it's part of the reason why I say there's no job loyalty. No, back in the day, you could work at a factory, you could work in a shoe store, the whole Al Bundy married with children thing. You're working at a shoe store, you provide for a family of four, your wife don't work, you got a house and everything else. Those days are long gone. The days of a quote-unquote gone. The days of job loyalty are gone. What's going to be king now?
Let me stop before he finishes. I really don't like how he's trying to put loyalty just on the employer side. Like, if somebody's worked a job for 30 years, I've known people that work jobs, they've worked the same job their whole life. Is it because they're loyal to the job? It's because they can't find a better paying job. That has nothing to do with loyalty. That has everything to do with options. So we got to stop acting like just because somebody worked at a job for 30 years, that they're just being loyal to the job. We got to be honest about this. No, part. Yes, there's some people that they, that's probably, I mean, it's the best job they could find. So they're probably going to be loyal to it. But keyword is the best job you could find. You have no other options. You don't really have, your only other choice is to go work for somebody who's going to pay you less. So let's not, we got to stop with this loyalty thing. Because it's not like employees are really loyal to the jobs. And if they were, they'd be trying to come up and into a higher position. If you've been working the same position on a job your whole life, it ain't because you're loyal to the job. It's because you ain't got no other choice. You ain't got no other options. We got to be honest about this shit.
Is what kind of skills you have that are transferable? Moving around, elevating yourself, that's going to be the king in the future. And before I go any further, let's go in and get into the video in question. I will link to everything, of course, in the description. If you're on IG, visit a link in the bio, go to the corresponding article on the website. But without further ado, let's go ahead and roll it.
Nobody here tell me why I get emotional. Why you talk like
that? That's fine.
Fuck it.
That's fine. You can do that.
You don't know where I'm going with that. I'm going to pass on to this motherfucker.
Exactly.
I've been here 30-something motherfucking years. 30-something fucking years. You tell me I ain't got no motherfucking
attention. Now, it's kind of hard to understand what he's saying, but basically, he's upset. My man right here, obviously, in the orange.
All I heard is I've been here 30-something fucking years, and you're telling me I got no pension.
In the blue jeans, he's like, yo, I've been here 30 years, I'm gonna be upset. You can't tell me to calm down. 30 years no pension, I'm going to be upset. Absolutely. And his people, co-workers, just are kind of just sitting around. What can they really do? What can they really tell this man? They can't say a word, really, because 30 years of no pension, you're gonna be upset naturally.
Nobody tell me to calm my ass down. Fuck everybody tell me to calm down. God damn it. This is my motherfucking money y'all playing with.
You're right. You're right, Dwayne.
Fuck that
right.
Shit.
So this is what I'm saying.
You want to tell me how the motherfucking feels. Fuck that shit, man.
So this is what I'm
fuck
saying.
Fuck this shit.
Okay. Anytime the government.
Analyze that
anytime
shit.
The government bails out a corporation.
So at the end, you heard what was going on. They said that the government bailed out a corporation. And let me explain what's going on right there before we keep on going. So if a company, a corporation, they're going under, they're not doing well, they can't meet certain payments, obligations, or it could be a government bailout, or it could be a corporate buyout. If they're bought by another company, sometimes what happens is the pension fund goes bye-bye. Ain't no more pension fund because the company got bailed out. And
that makes all the sense in the world. I mean, I hate to say it. That makes all the sense in the world. A company that's going under, they can't afford to pay pensions. They're going to go bankrupt. They're about to, like, that's the thing. Like, that's the problem working for the man. There's no guarantees in this shit. You're working for the man. You know, and most people that work a job, they've only working for a paycheck. That's the worst very worst reason in the world to be working. If you're not working to invest some of that paycheck into something better, I don't know what to tell you.
The objective is to cut any kind of unnecessary expenditures. The pension should be necessary, but it's not really at the end of the day. So you're there.
Yeah, you know, I get what he's saying. It should be necessary, but the company's about to go under. See, that's the thing, man. Like, we can get all emotional we want. Like, I got a company, and my company goes bankrupt. I'm no longer making a profit, but I had pensions set up with my workers. I mean, unless there's a, like a, what is it? Like the profit sharing where like the employee puts in so much and you match it and it's going into like an account. How the hell is anybody supposed to pay it? They're going bankrupt. They're not. When you're going bankrupt, that means you're not making a profit. How is any company that's not making a profit anymore going to pay pensions? That should be common sense and common knowledge. They can't. It's done. It's over with. It's gone. And that's the problem. We in society, we've chosen to live in this economically based society. We wiped the Native Americans off the map pretty much and said, hey, your way of life sucks. It's old. It's outdated. This is the new way of life. But this is what happens when you basically decide I'm going to live in society. When you live into an economy-based society, there's no fucking guarantees. There's no guarantee a business is going to stay in business forever. And a business that go out of business can't pay pensions no more. They can't pay profit sharing, 401k, none of that shit more. It's gone. When they literally get to the point where they're making no profits no more, what are we talking about here? It's like you people out here still thinking the WNBA should be making more money than it is when they literally lose $10 million a year. The WNBA should have been fucking shut down and canceled long time ago. That's what this is right now. I like the WNBA. You know, yes, it sucks. This man worked 30 fucking years. But damn, he wasn't putting no money aside for 30 fucking years. He didn't have no backup plan. His only plan was to rely on a business and a pension from a business. And he has to rely on that business not going out of business. Well, good luck with that shit. Because businesses go out of business every fucking day. That's common fucking sense. And when a business goes out of business, the money's gone. It's no more money. They're going out of business. They can't afford to stay in business no more. So if you didn't have accounts set up where the money was automatically going to the accounts and the employee can access that account and just say, hey, you know, let me take all this money out of this account now because I need it. Well, guess what? Y'all fuck, because that ain't what pensions are. Pensions are more like Social Security and shit like that. Retirement pensions, like we pay you so much money. And that's the thing. Like, if you think if the military went out of business and they went bankrupt, they would be afford to pay all these retirements. We're already talking about we're going to run out of Social Security. Because that's the thing. Y'all think that we could print this endless piece of paper up with these white people's faces on it and put it whatever monetary value we want to it, and it's still gonna last to the end of times.
30 years. You think at the end of it, you're going to have a pension. Your whole plan was to count on that pension, and it's not there. So what do? Get a real job, ABL. Work for a company 30 years. Get a pension. That might have worked in the 80s or before then, the 60s or 70s, but that's becoming less and less of a reality. Now, is it impossible to find that kind of employment nowadays? No, it's not impossible. But I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't.
And not even just that. Why would you even depend on a pension when you know that's only going to last for a few years once you retire? Because your pension doesn't go up after you retire, if I'm not mistaken. When you retire, whatever the pension is, that's what you get. The cost of living is going to go up every single year for the rest of our lives now. It has been. I remember when I first got my own apartment in Fayetteville, first few years, my rent never went up really. It never really went up. And if it did, it went up a very small amount. Now my rent goes up $100 every year. So if I'm relying on a pension and the pension is going to be at a set amount, what are you going to do after 4 or 5 years when the cost of living has went up? You know, your rent still went up $500 a month over 5 years, and everything else has went up. I mean, eggs went up And they never went back down. I remember used to be able to get, like, used to go to the Dollar Tree and get eggs for $1.25. You can't get no eggs for $1.25 no more. They got six packs for two something, and then they got 12 packs of, you know, a lower brand for like $2. So you got to buy the 12 pack for $2. But you want the brown eggs, hey, you're paying a little bit more. Bacon is almost $5 a pack. You can rarely find a $3 pack of bacon. You know, you just put bacon and eggs and a loaf of bread, you're spending $10. $10. And when you get 6 to 8 a week of meals, you're going to run out of bacon before the week's up. Two pieces of bacon with eggs and toast, everyone, you're going to run out of bacon. You're going to be running back, get more bacon to go chase. That's not counting lunch, supper, you know. And if you're not single like me, you're spending way more money if you got a family, kids. Rent's going to go up every year. I think they're going to literally try to keep raising the cost of electricity up to try to force us to go solar. You know, if they do another shutdown like they're trying to do when they're trying to scare, you know, talking about COVID coming back, you know, we need to shut down again, which they want to. Fuck up the economy more. Fuck up more small businesses. Yeah, that's all it is. More economy fuck up.
Bank on it. I wouldn't put all my eggs in that one basket. I sure wouldn't. The thing now you got to have is transferable skills, things you can.
I hate to cut them off again. I don't get sorry for people who put all their eggs in one basket. People who don't have other plans and other, they're not trying to create other options. Yes, I got Promo Palace LLC. And yes, there's going to be music promo needed probably for the rest of my life as long as there's musicians. But I'm not just relying on that for the rest of my life. Also, having apparel I'm trying to get popping. We got the podcast I'm trying to get monetized. We got Live from Vietnam podcast. About to launch another podcast. About to relaunch an internet radio station. I help Dizzle Brand, you know, and the more money Dizzle Brand makes and the bigger it gets, the more money I'm going to make in the future, you know? So yeah, if all these options, you know, I get all my channels monetized, my apparel starts selling a lot more, plus the music promo, Dizzle getting bigger. I mean, I'm going to have money coming in everywhere, you know, and that's the thing already. I don't get paid off of just music promo anyways. I get paid off of submissions. I get paid off of royalties. I get paid off doing multiple services. I don't try to be just a one trick pony either, you know, and that's another thing. You're like a one, you know, this guy's been playing employee his whole 30 years, hasn't tried to become up in management or nothing. You put all your eggs in one basket and they broke, man. It's hard for me. I mean, it's fucked up. It's fucked up, but it's hard for me to feel sorry for this guy when he put all his eggs in one basket and they all broke, man, because the business literally collapsed. And, you know, the government, if the government has to bail out a business, they're only worrying about bailing out the business. They're not willing to, they're not trying to bail out pensions and things of that nature as well.
Do that. Don't rely upon one company to make it happen. And don't be loyal to one company. If you need to move, then do that. If it makes
something to do about loyalty for him being a 30 years, it had everything to do about he couldn't find a better paying job that he had. He thought had a pension going, but that's the thing. This is going out of business. And once the business, all rules change.
When now, here's a quick jump. You see what's going on right here. You talk her. I don't know her name. I've seen her name before, but and I'm going to show you this, and then I'm going to give you some numbers. It's going to blow your mind if you have not heard about them already.
Ice cream so good. Oh, what is that? Ice cream so good. Oh, fire. Yes, 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 yes. Balloon. Fire. Ice It's so good. Oh, thank you, baby. This is so cute. Oh, thank you, P. I love you.
Hey, Abigail, what's on your show on this? Great question. Glad you asked. This, as I said, this is an NPC TikToker. What she's doing is reading the donations in an entertaining way, in a hypnotic way that come on the screen. She's reacting to the donations. Now,
can you hold up? I gotta stop. Can you believe this shit? This chick is getting paid. She's getting paid to just be animated while she's getting paid. Oh yeah, new donation, fire. Oh, blow pop. Ice cream, yay. This guy, that's what I'm saying, man. This guy was not working his job because he was fucking loyal for 30 years. He was working his job because he had no fucking imagination. There was no other options. He wasn't thinking out of the box. He probably only had one skill set. Man, you only got one skill set. What other jobs are you supposed to work but that one job with that one skill set? We can't, like, that's the thing. I don't like that ABL was like throwing loyalty out here when it wasn't necessarily this guy was at this job or anybody's had a job for 30 years. It could be that it's the best paying job that he could find or she could find with a pension, which they thought they had a pension. But that's the thing. You're working for someone else and you're banking on that their business is always going to stay afloat. Well, that's not the reality. That's not even common sense or common knowledge that every business is going to stay afloat, you know? And once again, you've chosen to live in society, in an economic society where anything collapses. Any and everything can collapse all at once.
These donations make her quite a bit of money. What she's doing right now, all this stuff, check it out. What I read is that she can make between $6,000 and $7,000 per day doing this. $6,000 and $7,000 per day. Now, could that be inflated? Might that be a little bit of a stretch? Sure. But these are real things. Like, this stuff costs money.
I don't care if she's making $600 to $700 a day. Once again, it's hard for me to feel sorry for this guy when he put all his eggs in one basket. He didn't apply no common sense and common knowledge that businesses don't always stay afloat. And if a business goes bankrupt and they're not making a profit anymore, the last thing they're thinking about is paying their employees' pensions or paying their employees. They're worried about if they're going to be out of the fucking streets. That's the thing. Even as a business owner, you're in a position where you might be about to be out in the streets, you can't worry about everybody else. You can't worry about everybody else, man. People call that selfish or what? It's not like your employees are going to step up to the plate and, you know, give you a place to stay when you're fucking homeless and you lose your business. No. Because they got to go find other jobs themselves. That's just common sense.
Money. These little gifts right here, it could be $1, $2, $10 in real money. Here's how it works. You could be on TikTok and buy these things with their currency. Once that's given to the creator, they get that currency and then they can transform that into money, like actual US dollars. If that's wrong, let me know in the comments. Regardless of what's going on, these little gifts right here that keep coming up constantly are real money and it all adds up. She's also on OnlyFans, of course, and that also makes a lot of money per day, thousands per day. I think it might have been between $4,000 or $5,000 a day. So get a real job, get a pension. What is a real job anymore? What does it even mean? Especially when we have stuff like this. Check it out. Here's a real article. Okay, this is a real article, regardless of what. Somebody could say that oh, well, she don't make a whole lot of money, all this and that. Look, check it out. Watch this. Wall Street Journal. This is from July 18th, 2023. So just a few days ago, right? Teamsters threaten strike at Yellow as trucker misses pension payment. All right. So the Yellow trucking company, the freight company, they missed their pension payment. My man at the very beginning could have been a Yellow trucker, or he could have worked for the company in some kind of capacity. He's driving trucks potentially for 30 years. Okay. Going up and down crazy hills and mountains, crazy grades, 5%, 8% grade, about to crash the truck, all that. Back problems from the bouncy interior. 30 years and no pension. Look, the debt-laden carrier is seeking to defer contributions as it struggles with liquidity. They don't have enough money. And then...
And what do? If you ain't got enough money, you ain't got enough money. There's nothing you can do. That's common sense. You know, I think I've seen enough, man. Like, you know, I'm a laws of nature guy, man. Survival of the fittest, man. You know, there's a time where I thought, like, yo, sales were down, you know, for Promo Palace, you know, and whatnot, especially with inflation and whatnot. Everybody, if you got a customer that only could afford $30 to $50 a month, that's gone. That's gone. Until inflation comes back around and gets better, that's gone. You know, that's why I can't just focus on making, promoting just one platform when I make money, and I can't just have money coming in one way. I need money coming in from royalties, submissions, music promo, t-shirts, any and everything that I can. You know, as many forms of payment options as I can. That's another thing. I don't just take money via credit card. You know, I Stripe, Square, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, but I don't mess with PayPal because PayPal is some crooks. But even that, you got to keep your options open. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. I don't feel sorry for people to put all their eggs in one basket and all their eggs broke. And I'm a laws of nature guy. Survival of the fittest, man. That mankind is so fucking weak with all these welfare, you know, free handouts. I'm not banking on Social Security and retirement. I'm banking on making money to the day I die. I'm banking on Dizzle. I'm banking on New Litter Apparel. I'm banking on Promo Palace even get bigger as New Litter Apparel and Dizzle and all these other things get bigger. You know, I'm banking on the podcast get monetized. I'm banking on all my YouTube channels. I got 3 YouTube channels. I'm banking on those. If I got 3 YouTube channels get monetized, plus music promo, plus apparel, plus Dizzle, plus the other podcast we about to launch, if we get, you know, we get some backing, some financial backing on that, I'm banking on all of it. And if I can add more things to bank on, I might add more things to bank on. Key to this video is don't put all your eggs in one basket, man, especially when you're working for the man. You're working for the man your whole life. The man falls and crumbles, and now you're mad because the man can't afford to pay you. I mean, you know, that's the thing. The government, when they're going to bail out a business, their priorities isn't bailing out the employees for the business. Their priorities is bailing out the business. That's their priority. They don't care about pensions or anything of that nature afterwards. They just care about the business still being afloat. And that should go to show you that, you know, y'all keep voting liberal and Democrat. That's what y'all get as well, because y'all act like liberals and Democrats care so much about American people. No, they care about non-American people more than anything right now. And if you can't see that, I mean, you're blind in the bat. Once again, thank you for tuning in. I mean, it's a lot of bad shit, crazy shit, man, going on here with these pensions. As you see the other one with they missed the whole pension. You miss a whole pension payment. I mean, that alone can put somebody behind in rent, behind in their bills. And that's another thing. If you're not saving money, you don't got a savings account. You've been banking on this pension. And that's the thing. You're banking on a business to stay afloat forever. When the business is not afloat no more, everybody's drowning, man. Everybody's drowning. That's common sense, man. If they don't got enough money to pay pensions, ain't nobody got enough money to pay pensions anymore. You can't just wave a magic wand and it's just going to abracadabra, hocus pocus, it's going to appear, man. And it's just paper money that we print up and put monetary value on it with a bunch of old white people's faces on it. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pinker Podcast, and I'm out.